Okay. Well, again, hello everyone. This is the young lady speaking, as they say. It has been a minute, or actually I think just about 10 years since I've had the opportunity to share in front of a captivated audience God's Word, so it's definitely a blessing and a privilege. But it's really great to have that opportunity because it forces one to look more in depth at God's Word. So not just reading it, but, you know, actually working it a bit. So anyways, my teaching is actually called Spiritual Blessings. And when Daniel had asked me to teach, I had to think for about a second, and I went, yeah, I'll teach. And I had right away I had a thought in mind. I'm pretty sure it came from God, because I'm generally always, I have trouble coming up with a theme or a title or something very specific. So, but even as from that moment on, which was last week, and then as I slowly started to develop this teaching, it kind of morphed. And so anyway, so it's called Spiritual Blessings. So not too long ago, we had Thanksgiving, and I heard a teaching from Daniel about being thankful. And so I had originally kind of thought about, oh, I'll teach on thankfulness. But then in between, I started reading Ephesians 1, and in the first couple of verses, something really caught my eye. So hence, we're going to, the teaching eventually morphed into this spiritual blessing. So I would like to pick up that thread in Ephesians 1 and specifically look at what God means when speaking about spiritual blessings. And we shall see that there are some real gems to be discovered, which in turn should elicit a thankful heart and praises to God Almighty and to what His Son has accomplished for us. So let's go straight to the Word and see and read God's own Word. So in Ephesians 1, verse 1 through 3, we read, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And here this gave me pause. I've read Ephesians many, many times, over, backwards, forwards, in several different languages, but I never quite paused at the spiritual blessings. This time, when I read it, it gave me pause. Spiritual blessings. What are they really? Well, I had an idea, but I wasn't sure exactly what they were. And that's all right, because we do know that anything coming from God is awesome and great and deserving of thankfulness. But I started to kind of look through other scriptures and see what spiritual blessings are. And I came up with three. So we are going to look at three specific things and expound upon those. So number one will be sonship rights. Number two will be the manifestation of Holy Spirit. And number three, which we haven't touched upon in a long time, is the fruit of the Spirit. So all of these are within the realm of spiritual blessings, but they can be applied, some of them, and certainly they can be used by us in everyday life. So number one, sonship rights. We know that we are children of God if we confess and believe Romans 10, 9 and 10. We are very familiar with this, but let's just read it real quickly, go through it. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You shall, absolute tense, be saved. No ifs or buts or coconuts, so to speak. Verse 10. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that's a very important distinction. There is a very, God makes a very important distinction between heart and mouth, because anyone can say anything, but it's important what is in a man's heart. And it is with the heart that we believe unto righteousness. And that word righteousness will come up again. Romans 8:15, verse 15 through 17, tells us, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, more appropriately sonship, because it is by seed, Holy Spirit, whereby we cry, Abba. We are able to call him Abba, which is the Hebrew word for father. And the Spirit, verse 16, and the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, not the stepchildren, not the half-children, we are the children by birth. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also be glorified together. We are children of God, and therefore we have rights and privileges. We enjoy sonship rights. What are sonship rights? Well, there are five that I know of, and we're going to go through some of them in order of the books of the Bible, if you will. So the five sonship rights that I remember are righteousness, justification, the ministry of reconciliation, sanctification, and redemption. And we just read that we're glorified with Jesus. And in verse 17 of Romans 8, where he says, and if we're children, which of course we are heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And I was thinking, hey, there could be glorification there as well in it. Anyways, let's look at the first one, righteousness. And we'll just look at one scripture or two for each of these five sonship rights. So righteousness. Romans 3:22 says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all those that believe, for there's no difference. And we just read before that, yeah, the faith of Jesus Christ, we are righteous because we believed on Jesus Christ and we made him Lord and Savior, which is what Romans 10, 9, and 10 is. Okay, number two, or the next, is justification. So again, sonship rights, we looked at righteousness, let's look at justification. Romans 3:24 states, being justified freely by his God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You remember, we died with him, we rose with him, we are heirs with him, so everything we have is through Jesus Christ, because he is our justification. So, okay, sonship rights, righteousness, justification. Let's look at the ministry of reconciliation. And to reconcile, just as a definition, means to bring back together that which is askew or that which is not quite sitting right or that which has been torn apart. We know, of course, man has been torn apart from God through when Adam sinned. I believe Jeannie is a bookkeeper par excellence, and she knows what it means to reconcile the books and numbers, you know, when they're not quite right. She's got to figure out what's missing, what's not right. So, but we have that ministry of reconciliation, And when it comes to God's reconciliation, it's to bringing back together our, you know, to be able to have fellowship with God again. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. So it's again through his Son. And has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, which as we're not going to look at it, but that's also, we have a duty to spread the good news and to speak God's word. So, and all right, so sorry, verse 18, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Why? To wit, to know that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses, ours, mine, yours, unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So most importantly here, we were separated from God, but no more, because we confessed Romans 10, 9, and 10, and Jesus Christ was very obedient in fulfilling God's plan of redemption. Okay, so we looked at righteousness, justification, ministry of reconciliation. Let's look at sanctification, another one of our sonship rights. And we read in that, we can see some of that in Ephesians 1, verses 4 through 6. So it says, verse 4, according as he, God, has chosen us in him, before the, in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. When he has made us holy and without blame, and when he has chosen us as heirs, joint heirs with Christ, we were sanctified. To be sanctified means to be set apart. Verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, again, it's under sonship, we are have that sonship, by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his God's grace, wherein he, God, has made us accepted in the beloved. These three verses certainly expound again on the reality of what we have in Christ and how precious we are to God, which is, you know, Bob gave forth prophecy and was, and God gave him the, you know, that God, Bob inspired to talk about the great realities that are, you know, that is God's word and what he has for us. And this is just tremendous, because the us that it's talking about here is then Mika's, it's Al, it's Shati, it's Judy, it's Norma, it's you and me. We are the children of God. Hebrews 10:14 also says that for by one offering, which was Jesus Christ, he, Jesus, has perfected forever those that are sanctified. We are sanctified. Okay. The last one of those five, so just to reiterate, sonship rights was righteousness, justification, ministry of reconciliation, sanctification, and let's look at redemption. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption, which is in and through Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of God, his God's grace. So this concludes what I wanted to share about our sonship rights. And once again, I'd like to just go over what they are. We looked at righteousness, justification, ministry of reconciliation, sanctification, and redemption. Okay, now let's move to number two. Number one was our sonship rites. Number two were the nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And we've heard some of those already through prophecy tonight. They are the tools of our spiritual warfare, if you will. And they are there to give us wisdom and knowledge about things we need. So 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10 lists what these nine manifestations are. So verse 8 says, "For to one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same spirit, to another faith by the same spirit." So faith, having the faith of Jesus Christ, is a spiritual blessing. To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. And you can say it's not just a spiritual blessing, but gift of healing is also something we practice. And I know Paula and a lot of you that do Agape Now are, and the prayer list we have deals a lot with healing. We practice that all the time. To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. And so these nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit, and there are nine of them, are also spiritual blessings, much needed for us. And aside from, let's just stop there. Okay, so number three, my final point is, so point number one was our sonship rights as a spiritual blessing. Number two, the nine manifestation of the Holy Spirit as a spiritual blessing. So number three, fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is just that, speaking in tongues, much in your private prayer life is a spiritual thing, and it makes you big and fat spiritually, and it helps you to reap fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 through 23 tells us what the fruit of the Spirit is. So here we go, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, which is the love of God, joy, which is godly joy, and peace, long-suffering. We all know, I know, I need a lot of patience, and I need to practice patience, gentleness, goodness, faith. And we saw faith also coming up in the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Verse 23, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And this kind of always makes me smile when I read about against such there is no law, because I always think, well, why would there be a law against, you know, being full of love and joy and peace and being patient and gentle? I think God put it in there for a reason, especially the way the world is going now. Anyways, the point is, these are great blessings to help us through life, to not to be flustered, not to lose it at any given point. And so, again, another blessing of the, you know, spiritual blessing. So, to wrap it all up, I hope I was a bit clear on what spiritual blessings are. So, to wrap it all up, we can be thankful for the spiritual blessings God gave us through Christ Jesus. And they were, we talked about sonship rites and what they are, manifestations of the Holy Spirit. There are nine of those. And fruit of the Spirit. And we can avail ourselves of them in this life to make us strong and stand on sure footing, living in wisdom, godly strength, and joy. So thank you, Heavenly Father, for being there for us and for giving us all of these blessings that we can use, all of these spiritual blessings that we can use to make our life better and to make us big and strong and to be able to stand against the wiles of the wicked, and give us the wisdom and just all of these things. Thank you, Father, for having committed your word down on paper so we can always refresh our memory. And I pray, Father, for all your children, for their needs being met. And in Christ's name I pray, amen.